You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. He who has the Son has the Father, is the title of this devotion. And I am so grateful that I know this. It's right here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. In other words, he who has the Son has the Father. And I'm so grateful that I know this, because you can sometimes be searching within you to know Him. It's like Hosea. Oh, I love that scripture in Hosea, where he says in chapter 6 about returning. Come, let us return to the Lord. Chapter 6 of Hosea, verse 1. For He has torn, and He will heal us. He has stricken, but He will bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us. And on the third day, He will raise us up that we may live in His sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth. Oh, I love this marvelous language, how the land is dry and its seeds are bursting forth with life, but it's thirsting to be nourished. And here the Father shows His favor and blessing by causing that rain to come upon the right moment, so that the seed may drink in that life and begin to flourish and bring forth a harvest. And that speaks about a new life being made manifest in us through the seed, Christ, life in us, being nourished consistently by what He has with the Father in heaven, revealing it in us here on earth. And we can all have these moments when we're being so harassed by the forces of darkness in this world and are seeking for the Father, and we don't feel Him, and we try, we pray, we read, we go to church, and it seems the heavens are brass, and it seems the earth is parched, and there's no rain, and there's no life. And then the devil will whisper and say, God doesn't love you anymore. God doesn't like you. What's the use? You might as well give up. You might as well quit. And yes, you can, like Elijah, who bowed down himself again and again before the rain came. You could say, after one time praying, two times praying, three times praying, four times praying, five times praying, six times praying, okay, I'm done. He doesn't answer me. But oh, thank God that Elijah did not stop praying until the rain began to come, and the waters began to nourish the dry land, and the heavens were broken loose, and all the darkness was broken. Then the light came bursting through. Ramakushambaraka, I feel the Holy Ghost calling you and saying, fear not, if you have my Son, you have all of me. There's not one part of your loving Heavenly Father that will be withheld from you. No, my friends, not one part of it. And maybe you say, oh, Pastor Robert, I struggle with my human nature, my temper. I struggle in my human nature with my desires, with my lusts, with my fears, with my loneliness, with my disappointments, with my emptiness, with my relation issues. I struggle with embarrassment, with shyness, with guilt, with shame. You name it, you're bereaved by all the weaknesses and failings of the flesh. You're like that parched land. You're in the earth, and there is no water, and there's no light, and there's no life, and it's dark. And you say, there's no hope for me. I'm without God. I'm undone. I'm cut off. Baruch Asa. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, trust me. If you have Jesus, keep acknowledging Jesus. Because if you have Jesus, you have the Father. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You'll be saved into a perfect union with the Father. into a perfect fellowship with the Father. He will not turn his face away from you. No, my dear friends, God, your loving Heavenly Father, will make his face shine upon you and burst into your own heart that light of his life, and the darkness will fade away, and the sorrows of empty, weak, failing nature will fade away, for that holy, heavenly life of the Son of God will be formed in you by the Holy Spirit, and you will see the heavens are wide open through the Son. He is the way to the Father. He is the truth of the Father. He is the life for the Father. If you have the Son, you have the Father, and his holiness and glory will come through all your being and will liberate you from all the reproach of the lust and the fear and the loneliness and the torment, and you will live in that holy of holies in the love of the Father and the Father's love in you, free from the moral conflicts of the flesh, free from the torments of the world and its deceptive forces, free from anything that would corrupt you or defile you, for he will wash you white as snow. He'll remove every stain of guilt. He will remove every inferiority of shyness, of embarrassment, of shame. He will give you beauty for your ashes. He will give you a garment of praise for all that sorrow and heaviness. He will give you the oil of gladness for all your mourning, all your bewailing. I could have, I should have, I wish I would have, but I blew it. Oh, my dear friends, there's hope, there's life, there's love with the Father, and it's richly given to you through the Son. He who has the Son has the Father also. Amen. Have a good day.